The students worked with several professors, as well as the city and community members, to develop the plan last January. It lays out a reimagined urban neighborhood centered on William Street between Lincoln Way West and Western Avenue. The students' plan would add 450 housing units of mixed density, from single-family homes to duplexes and apartment buildings, as well as new commercial spaces, a market hall, traffic calming measures, new parks, and a community center. Tim Corcoran is the Director of Planning and Community Resources for South Bend. He says the William Street corridor used to have a lot more housing, but that changed when it was connected to Lincoln Way and Portage. People began using it as a traffic cut-through, and urban renewal led to a lot of vacant land and parking lots. Corcoran says the area is currently sort of a no-man's land, and the plan would help reconnect the near west side to downtown.
William Street seems to be more of a divider between these two places than a uniter of these two places.
But the plan is just a student project. It's far from a done deal.
Are there ideas in here that will happen? I have no doubt that there are ideas that will happen. Will the whole thing happen as presented? Probably not.
Instead, Corcoran says the two most likely things to be implemented are traffic calming measures and city zoning changes allowing for more dense housing. South Bend could roll those elements into the separate city-run Near West Side plan when it is adopted later this year. Donnie Rogers is a member of the Near West Side Neighborhood Organization Board and has lived near William Street for several years. He went to several of the virtual meetings Notre Dame students held when developing the plan, and he says the students have some good ideas.
It's a good sort of optimistic 30,000-foot view of what could be done with the community.
Although the plan is hypothetical, Rogers says he'd be concerned about gentrification if it was implemented. He doesn't want to see William Street become like Eddy Street Commons.
There's a fabric to our neighborhood. Everyone wants to see their neighborhood get better, but we don't want to see the people who make that fabric of the neighborhood get pushed out.
The plan doesn't have any specific affordable housing details, but building a large number of mixed-density units could create some cheaper options. Corcoran says the city would work with partners like the Housing Authority to make sure affordable options would be included. And if parts of the plan are implemented, Rogers says current residents should be a part of that process.
We don't want to steer the ship, but we want to at least be able to look at the map and help guide the path, because it's our neighborhood. We live here for a reason. We love it here, and we like the diversity.
Corcoran says people who are interested in the Notre Dame plan or the Near West Side plan should go to the city's website. There, they can fill out a survey and put comments on a map suggesting neighborhood improvements. The city will then hold community meetings about the Near West Side plan starting this August before bringing it to the Common Council. Jacob Lazaro, WVPE News.